Resurrection Day. Happy Easter to each and everyone. And just so glad that Jesus is alive. Amen. We're gonna get started and perhaps sing more people into the door and just in our rejoicing over that we have a resurrected Savior.
Amen.
Amen. So why don't we stand and turn to number 217. Christ the Lord is risen today.
Enjoy the time together, but most importantly, we just pray
pray that the Lord would glorify himself
Amen.
Through our proceedings and that we would glorify him as well. So well, at that, we're just going to let it roll. If you have scriptures to read, they're listed in order here. And right away, when the girls are done singing, we're going to get the guys. Any guys that want to come up and sing Hallelujah, What a Savior together, come right up after the girls are done with their song here. Amen? So at that, the Lord have his way.
Scrubbing room.
Good morning. The first reading will be from John chapter 20, 1 through 18. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene, early when it was yet dark, unto the tomb from now on, and seeth the stone taken away from the tomb. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the tomb, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went, and the other disciple, and came to the tomb. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the tomb. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet he went not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the tomb, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place all by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the tomb, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home, but Mary stood without the tomb weeping, and she wept. She stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeing two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And when they saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus said unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended unto my Father. But go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. That ends the first reading.
Amen.
Now, please open your hymn book, and we'll stand and we'll sing the Easter song, number 222. And bring the bells if we had a rope here.
Thank you.
let's do it again.
Yes.
Amen. Let's do it another time.
Yeah.
taken from Luke 24, verses 13 to 35. And behold, two of them went that day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 64 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that when they communed together in reason, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, and they knew, and they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that have one to another as we walk? Are they sad? As one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been which he should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and concern women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered those things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat and meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him.
Amen.
And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn with us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose upon the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And when they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread, here ends the reading.
This reading is from John 20, 19 through 29. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut and the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith to them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he shewed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see his hands and the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed.
Amen.
And you amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
All right, now, we're going to do now is we're going to go turn to number 234 and stand. We have something special next week because Allie is feeling under the weather. They're going to sing that song that they had planned for today next week. So she so wanted to do it this morning, but she'll do it next week for us. So we're going to turn to number 234. Crown him with many crowns.
Yeah.
He is the King. He's not on his throne here yet, but he's in this throne on heaven, and he's coming again. Amen. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. They were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and the fish laid thereon in bread. And Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. And Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto them, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again a second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? And he saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, ladies,
it's your turn now. Come on up. I gotta sit down. Just like I'm up here, wouldn't you?
Short ones.
Matthew 28:16-20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Three, thou art dead.
Our next reading is in the book of John, verses 20 through 25. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went the saying abroad among the brethren, that the disciple should not die. Yet Jesus saith not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifieth of these things, and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right, that's a quick one there, but let's stand once again and turn to number 220. He lives.
I'm
and everything this morning. It's been wonderful. And now I'm going to have the closing. Amen. I was going to start this by asking for the doors to be closed and the lights to be shut off. I won't do that. It's meaningless, really, but that would have been my attempt at some sort of special effects. Because I'm going to take you back to the pre-dawn hours before Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Carol?
Just a special prayer request. You know, it's like you can feel the Holy Spirit. It's in this room. It's just the song and everything that we sing is tender to our hearts. So I just want us to remember on April the 18th,
amen,
in Maggie's surgery, we went to see her and Albert and spoke with them for quite a while. And she asked me about where the gallbladder was and everything. And I told her where it was because I had it removed. And that made her have total confidence. And I told her about the churches praying for her. And what was even more amazing than that was when we got ready to leave, Albert is 94, and he's going on probably 75. And he stood up, and all four of us held hands. And the joy that he had holding my hand, it was just, you knew that he remembered he'd received Christ as his Savior. And then we went to see Frank, and we gave Frank an Easter card. And Frank's joy when it was so funny how we found these cards. But anyway, it was the cards were perfect. And so he read it, and that put total joy in his life, too. So if we could just remember special people that we love,
amen,
and pray for the ones that are lost, and just remember that this is a marvelous day.
Amen. And today, the great thing we can look back, as the final reading said, many things that Jesus did, which aren't recorded, but these things are written so that you may know that you have eternal life.
Amen.
That's the importance of the Bible today. It records, it shows us exactly what we need. But they didn't feel that way those 2,000 years ago. Think of this. I want to look at three different types of people just before the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You had three different types of people, and those same three people groups are still around today. You had one group of people who, just a week earlier, they were looking for the king of Israel to come in, and he did come in. They laid down their clothes and had the palm branches. They were expecting a king. When it didn't work out their way, they ran away. They took off, and later they would be there saying, crucify him, crucify him. They, even Pontius Pilate, asked Jesus, are you the king of the Jews? These words came from Jesus' mouth. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. If it were of these world, I'm paraphrasing here, if it were of this world, my disciples would fight for me, but they don't. And still, Pontius Pilate went, still, he had inscribed on above Jesus' head on the cross a plaque that said, here is the King of the Jews. And if we remember, the Pharisees and the scribes were upset. They wanted him to change it to, he says he's the king of the Jews. And Pilate, without knowing it, was prophetic. He said, I have written what I've written. Yes, God used even Pontius Pilate in the crucifixion of Christ to have that prophetic word, because guess what? As the disciples would know, Jesus is the king. He is the coming king. So you had that group of people. They would have been looking, today they're looking for Jesus to bomb North Korea, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Just bring peace into the world. Bring miracles in the world that will follow you. But when Jesus says, you must deny yourselves and take up your cross and follow me, people today are just like they were. Mm-hmm. They just took right off because Jesus isn't fulfilling that felt need. Yes, while he was feeding the multitude, he said, "You come from the food, for the food. You come because you're filled." They still didn't have any interest in the things that were eternal. The second group of people were the scribes and Pharisees, the religious zealots. When Jesus was put to death, surely they thought that night before the resurrection, they went to sleep nice and soundly. Unlike the disciples who had had rough night's sleep for that week because their king was gone, the scribes and Pharisees and those leaders, they could go to bed each night. That troublemaker is out of the way now. This one that railed on us, who called us vipers, he called us whitewashed sepulchers, or tombs, I should say. Surely this troublemaker that is causing division in our nation, he's done. We can rest now because this really nasty person, they looked at Jesus as being nasty because he was taking their attention away. So we had these two groups, the ones that couldn't sleep well because they had seen their conquering king. He was done. He was finished. But they loved him and still desired that they would see him. You had those religious people that were good. He's gone. But there was an even greater majority, and you see this today, most of the population was like this. Who cares? Most of the population didn't matter. They didn't even know anything about Jesus. They could care less. They didn't know anything about anything else except for themselves. Take this challenge, because I did this today. I would have called this blasphemy several years ago. I stopped in a store this morning. And if you look around at people that are out and about, it's just another day. People doing as they want, like it's nothing. I'll tell you, back several years ago, I used to look at Easter or Resurrection Sunday the same way. Just another day, I get to lay in bed late and do nothing, and then we get ham once a year. Woo-hoo! But it's the same thing. You had those that cared. Those that were rejoicing that he was gone. And then there were those, the rest of them, couldn't care less either way. Well, that resurrection morning, things changed, did they not?
Right, amen.
We have the gospel accounts. We have in John's account, we have Mary Magdalene alone going to the tomb. I love how John takes the most egregious sinners and he puts them in their place. Right. Yet Mary Magdalene, the prostitute who was forgiven of her sin. Who can forget the woman at the well? A Samaritan, a dog, according to the Jews. All these that God used. So Mary went to that tomb. She ran back to get Peter and John, and they ran there as well. They saw the empty grave. They still didn't understand until what? Until Jesus Christ revealed himself to them.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
He revealed himself first. Mary thought that it was a gardener. But when he began to speak to her, she realized, Rabboni! You are alive! He's alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. There's an old kid song. Alive forevermore. Anybody know that song? Well, sing it. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah.
voice and everything. But that's the greatest fact that we have today, is Jesus is alive. Amen. And he is bringing in his kingdom. Those apathetic ones that could care less, it's the same today. Unfortunately, it's in the church. As long as we have miracle Jesus or the Jesus who feeds the poor, people follow. But as soon as you start talking about the bodily resurrection of Christ, that he indeed died for your sins, people scatter. Amen? Mm-hmm. Yes, but if you tell them that he's going to heal your bodies and he's going to make you rich, people will crowd and flock. But yet, that is not the real Jesus. My Jesus is alive forevermore.
Amen.
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul tells us that Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection, so that those who have faith in him will also be resurrected in the same way. We, as believers, will see Jesus as he is, and one day when he does come back to fulfill the kingdom on this earth, we will rule and reign with him. So which side? Here's a good question to ask while we close. Is which type are you? Are you just the one that's expecting just casually that Jesus is just the provider of things of this earth? Are you apathetic? Or do you really believe that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose again, and believing that gives eternal life?
Amen.
That's it. That's where the rubber meets the road. You know, I'm convinced today if we had egg baskets and bunnies and stuff like that, and we'd have a full house. We'd have people flocking in by the thousands when we put the needs of man first. There's only one need of mankind in reality, and that need is the need of forgiveness. Jesus comes. He died, his own disciples had a hard time believing until they saw him. But we see him. We know we have a resurrected Savior that's been testified through the years through his scriptures. Amen. So what is it? Apathetic? You don't care? You're looking for just a miracle Jesus? Or do you consider yourself to be a disciple? And yet, we have this one thing. We have the certainty of God's word. Remember the words that Gordon read in John chapter 20 of John, doubting Thomas, rather. Jesus said to him, "Blessed art thou, Thomas, but more blessed are those who not seeing have believed." See him through his word, his unchanging word. And the good news is that he died, was buried, and rose again. If you believe that in your heart, the Bible says you'll be saved. That's it. That's what God requires. He doesn't require anything else but belief. Oh, and oh, so hard it is for people to believe because their hearts are hardened. They're apathetic towards God's word. But he desires each and every person here, each and every person outside, to simply believe upon him. Believe that he is resurrected. We're united with Christians all around the world. This one day they look at the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yet, one thing we need to do as Christians is just to believe upon that resurrection all the time. Everything else will leave you short, leave you stranded. But when we realize our Savior is alive today,
amen.
Amen. We won't sing that song again, even though it's on the top of my head. But that's it. Jesus is alive forevermore. And he desires you to trust him. Why? Trusting anything else means death. He's the only one that's alive in heaven to this day, since the day that he was taken back up. And he sits as our priest, our high priest as well. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do something. I didn't have it listed today, but I want to take and close in with a song, number 216. Number 216 in the hymn book. Why don't we stand together? Christ arose. We did Christ arose earlier, but it was a different Christ arose. But what I like about this song, I like the whole thing, of course, but it starts off so down, and it hits a crescendo. Did I say that right, or is it a crescendo?
Crescendo.
A crescendo. It hits a crescendo of victory, showing the victory we indeed have in Christ Jesus. Number 216. Vainly they seal the dead.
Right.
They did everything to make sure nothing would get inside or outside of that tomb. But praise the Lord, Jesus is power, more powerful than Caesar or anything else in the world. He broke through there and rose. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the resurrection. Well, first of all, we're thankful for the death of your Son, Jesus Christ, which purchased our redemption. We're thankful that he was buried and on that third day rose again to prove who he was, Father. We're thankful that we can look at the testimony of his closest disciples, and they didn't believe until they actually saw him. And Lord, we're thankful that we can see him through the preaching of your word, the reading of your word, and Lord, through the Holy Spirit that enlightens your word to us. We just pray, Father, that you would help us just carry forth this wonderful news that we don't have a dead God who is still in the grave, but we have a living Savior. And Lord, we just pray, Father, that no matter what, how often we could be coming to church or being religious, we just pray that if there be anyone that doesn't know your Son, Jesus Christ, that they would know him and simply trust the good news of the gospel.
Amen.
And that's sufficient, Father. Sufficient for you, it's sufficient for us. And Lord, as we leave this place as well, Father, that you would take the good news. Help us to take the good news of our resurrected Savior, take it to those around us as well. Because it's your desire that those would come to know you as well. And Father, we just commend the rest of our time in fellowship, Father. We pray for that, and we also pray for those who are getting together with families and friends after church, Father. We just pray that you would just help us and as we deal with people and as we show them who the Lord Jesus Christ is. And Father, we're totally thankful for what you've done on our behalf. And as we go, we do pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed.